The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as Lynchburg and Carolina get set for game three of this six-game set of the Battle of the Cats. The two ball clubs on different trajectories as of right now. Lynchburg having lost two in a row to start this series and four of their last five. And if you trace it back even further, six of their last eight, as they have gone ice cold at the plate in this series and really in the last two series. However, Carolina, they have won four straight and find themselves in first place a half game ahead of Down East as they are beginning to peel away from the pack in the North Division of the Carolina League for the first half of the season. Plenty to come on the broadcast, despite a shortened pregame show. I've been told no media interviews until the Hillcats can get a win. So, until then, it will be a shortened pregame show as we try to get back in the win column here this evening between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats. We'll be back with the starting lineups and first pitch in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come this evening on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Battle of the Cats moments away in the Hill City as Lynchburg and Carolina get set for game three of this six-game series. As Carolina taking the first two ball games last night in blowout fashion, a 9-1 victory. Lynchburg really never stood a chance, even though they scored first. The Mudcats just poured it on in the middle innings. They had nine runs by the end of the fifth. And from there, Lynchburg just had no opportunity to creep back into the ballgame. And the night before, Hillcats thought they might have had a chance, but some questionable calls in the last two innings prevented them from putting more than one run on the board, which they didn't even score until the ninth. So it has been tough sledding for the Hillcats at the plate, but they look ready and geared for today. Thursday nights are their best nights of baseball, as they are 5-2 on the season on Thursday night contests. And so a hopeful ball club waits to take the field. The managers have broken up their meeting, as we are moments away from setting the defense and the national anthem. Taking a look at the starting pitching for tonight. For Lynchburg, it'll be Zach Jacobs on the mound. Jacobs getting his first start of the season. He's come out of the bullpen in piggyback roles. We expect and anticipate potentially seeing Austin Peterson, who was slated to start, but we haven't had word if he was scratched or if he was just moved down in the pitching rotation for the day. And for the Mudcats, just returning from injury, Quinton Lowe. He's a two-way player, drafted in 2021. Much better on the mound than he's been at the plate this season. So we'll talk about that as the night goes on. But right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vile and Cade Crenshaw for tonight's defense and national anthem.
Make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats. Tonight's starting lineup in right field, number 46, Jordan Brown. In center field, number 9, Guy Lipka. In left field, number 29, Brent Kavanaugh. At first base, number 27, Bubba Valia. At second base, number 1, Juan Benjamin. Shortstop, number 8, Ty Lee Turner. Third base, number 5, Jose Pastrano. Catching tonight for your hit cap is number 48, Robert Lopez. And the designated hitter for Lynchburg, number 7, Mike Cuyado. On the mound tonight in Lynchburg is number 41, Zach Jacobs.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with this singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Sabrina Patel.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem as we are moments away from first pitch here in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the coverage tonight and all season long as the Hillcats look to try to get back on their winning ways and pick up some ground on the Carolina Mudcats, who have been running away with the North Division alongside of Down East. But still plenty of time in the first half to get things sorted out and for Lynchburg to creep back into it. But right now they are focused on tonight and tonight only, as Zach Jacobs takes to the mound for the Hillcats this evening. Jacobs making his first start of the season. He's been a piggyback for much of his time this season. However, he had an outstanding outing against Elmarva. And really, when you look at it, his month of May has been impeccable. His last time out, he went 4 1/3, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. On the year, he is 4-1 with a 3.68 ERA, with 39 strikeouts and 10 walks. But in the month of May, he is 2-1 with a 1.06 ERA and 17 innings pitched. He's got 22 strikeouts and 2 walks. So starting to piece it together, one outing at a time, as he will face a lineup that looks a little something like this. Leading off, the center fielder Luis Lara, batting second, the right fielder Kalen Nicasio. Hitting third, the third baseman Luke Adams, batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the first baseman Jesus Chirinos. Batting fifth, the second baseman Yadar Arenamo. Batting sixth, the shortstop Gregory Barrios. Batting seventh, the designated hitter Jesus Parra. Eighth is Jose Cibrian, and rounding out the starting nine is the left fielder, Hedbert Perez. First pitch is in there for a called strike at 6:31 as we are underway in the Hill City. 79 degrees at first pitch, and blue skies up above us as the ground ball finds the second baseman, Benjamin. On to first, one away, and the Hillcats off to a solid start, as Kalen Nicasio will dig in as the number two hitter. Nicasio has had an up-and-down series. Hasn't been perfect, but he's had some flashes of brilliance. Last night, he singled and scored in the fourth inning as he ropes this one into shallow left field. Charging in on it is Cavanaugh. He lays out, can't make the grab, and the throw to second, a tag, not in time, as it was a bang-bang play at second. Cavanaugh laid all the way out for it, just not able to secure it. And as the ball squirted loose, that gave Nicasio enough time to round the bag at first and slide into second underneath the tag of Benjamin. We'll score that as a double for right now, as we await the official ruling. Luke Adams coming to the plate. Adams with a home run in the series. That came back in game number one in the first inning. Runner at second, one away. Adams comes set at the belt. First pitch is grounded toward short. A backhanded play by Turner. A long throw. One hop scoop by Felia to retire Adams. A nice scoop by the first baseman. Runner moves 90 feet closer, and so Carolina will have a runner at third with two away. Attacking early seems to be the strategy for the Mudcats in this one. As they have gone after pitches early in the at-bat. Jesus Chirinos takes a called strike at 91. Open up his turn at the dish. Jacobs back into the motion. The 0-1 in the dirt, a good block by Lopez to hold the runner at third, 1-1. Jacobs works fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Opponents are hitting 202 off of him. 6-1, 170 is the right-hander from San Dimas, California. Ground ball up the middle into center field, and Carolina has the early 1-0 lead. Now the RBI single by Jesus Chirinos. He found the gap between
short and second, as they were playing over for what they expected to be a Deadpool hitter, and he went back up the middle. Yadier Arenado grounds this one over toward third, in between hop for Pastrano, and he fires it right into the chest of Bubba Filia at first, and the inning is over, but not before the Mudcats strike first. A 1-0 lead as we head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Quinton Lowe on the mound for Carolina today, the right-hander, 6'5", 233, born September 5th, 2002, the same birthday as me, just a few years younger, in Chicago, Illinois. On the season, he's having a pretty good year. He is 1-0 with a 1.23 ERA. He's making his second start, only his fourth appearance in just over seven innings. He struck out 13, walked 6, and only allowed one earned run. Opponents have had trouble at the plate, only batting .087. As the Hillcats will try to do anything they can to solve their hitting woes against a guy who has fared well against batters in his first three appearances, as Guy Lipscomb leads things off for the Hillcats. First pitch from Lowe is in there for a called strike. Lipscomb, the kind of guy who takes the first pitch of the ball game, not looking to be too aggressive when he's at the plate to lead off the game. The 0-1 in the dirt, 96 from Lowe. It's the same strategy employed by Nate Furman. However, the difference is the next time you see Guy Lipscomb at the plate, he is not shy at being aggressive on that first pitch. Furman would take two strikes upstairs all the way to the backstop for ball two. To each their own, there's no right strategy. Lipscomb just likes to be as aggressive as possible when the opportunity presents himself. The 2-1 to Lipscomb. Ground ball up the middle into center field, and the Hillcats have a base runner on the leadoff single from Guy Lipscomb. And he is a threat on the base paths, to say the very least. On the year, Lipscomb, 32 stolen bases. So I don't expect him to be waiting too long for an opportunity to try and swipe second. Tyrese Turner in the two-hole tonight. He had the night off yesterday. Lowe with a slide-step delivery fires it in there for a called strike. 0-1, and that'll make it a little bit more difficult for Lipscomb to be able to pick up the timing as he comes home with it quick. The 0-1 just missed a bit down and away. One ball and a strike. Turner batting .116 on the year. Long pause. Now Lowe fires it back over toward first. Lowe with kind of an open stance on the mound. A little bit unique for
what you typically see, at least when a pitcher comes set. The 1-1 went breaking ball, and it was fouled away for strike two. Most of the time, when a pitcher comes set, they close their legs to the point where they're both about even with each other and in line with home plate. His are a bit staggered. The 1-2, runner holds, and Turner fights it off at 97 to stay alive. So as of now, Lipscomb has not even faked towards second with the unique delivery of Quinton Lowe. A throw over, and it looked like Lipscomb may have been leaning. He dives back without a tag. Two disengagements have been used, so I wouldn't be shocked to see Lipscomb try and take off here. Takes a little bit of a bigger lead, and he runs. The 1-2 blew it by Turner. The throw down, not in time as Lipscomb swipes second. Turner down on strikes as Juan Benjamin will now be tasked with trying to bring home the tying run in the bottom half of the first inning. A 1-0 lead for Carolina as Lynchburg finds themselves in an uncomfortable deficit early on. And I say uncomfortable because they only have 5 wins on the season when the opposing team scores first. Lipscomb with the big lead as it squirts out of the glove of Cibrian and all the way to the backstop as Lipscomb will move 90 feet closer on a passed ball. Setting the defense for Carolina, Perez in left, Lara in center, Nicasi in right, Adams at third, Barrios at short, Arenamo at second, Chirinos at first, and Cibrian behind the plate. Those are the 9 to support Quinton Lowe this evening. 1-0 to Benjamin. Upstairs, ball 2. Benjamin batting 280 on the season. Had a rough night at second base last night, a couple of errors and misfielded plays. The 2-0. That one finds the zone at 97, 2-1. But you can obviously see the trust that the Hillcats have in his ability as he's right back at second base this evening and batting in the 3-hole. The 2-1. Ground ball foul. And count will even up at 2 apiece. If Benjamin can straighten that out, Lipscomb should have an easy play to come home as the infield pulled back, except for the third baseman, Adams. He's about a step or two behind the bag as he plays opposite field. The 2-2. 97, Benjamin couldn't catch up. Back-to-back strikeouts has Lowe. A strike away from, run out away, excuse me, from getting out of the inning. Mike Coyado, the cleanup hitter for the Hillcats tonight. We'll dig in. Runner at third, 2 away, 1-0 lead for Carolina. First pitch a little bit low for ball 1. Lipscomb, Turner, Benjamin, Coyado, Cavanaugh, Lopez, Brown, Felia, and Pastrano. The 9 in order for the Hillcats. The 1-0 floats it in there at 81. Evens the count at 1 apiece. The 1-1 downstairs as Lowe really firing it up there, 97 consistently. We'll see if the Hillcats hitters can catch up to it. The 2-1. Fouled back to the screen, 2 balls and 2 strikes as Coyano tries to bring home that runner from third and tie the ball game. Runs have been at a premium. A run in each game for Lynchburg. They'd like to tie things up and give themselves a little bit of momentum in the first inning. The 2-2. Ground ball up the middle, off the bag at second, into center field as Coyado will reach on a lucky bounce base hit and tie the ball game. Sometimes better lucky than good as Lipscomb touches home and the Hillcats have tied things up at one apiece. Unfortunate break for Lowe. It looked like Barrios might have had a play on it until it hit the bag. And that gave Coyado enough time to scamper down the line. Prez Cavanaugh takes one in the dirt for ball one. You can see a little bit of frustration from Quinton Lowe. Not at his teammate, just at the unfortunate break that that play took. 1-1 our score. The 1-0 to Cavanaugh. Slider that misses a little bit low for ball two. Don't expect Lowe to go too far into the ball game. His career high is 3 innings. That is in there. 2-1. And being a younger arm, they want to preserve him as much as possible. 2-1. In the dirt, good pick by Cibrian. They throw back behind the runner at first. Nothing doing. I guess if there is to be a knock on what we've seen from Lowe in this first inning is he does tend to spike the ball a little bit. As the 3-1 on its way to Cavanaugh. Ground ball over towards second. Backhanded play by Arenamo, and the inning comes to a close. But Lynchburg ties things up on the RBI base hit from Mike Coyado as we are all square at one. We'll be back with more baseball when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Let's see if Zach Jacobs can rebound after giving up the run in the first inning. As we mentioned, he had been quite dominant in the month of May, but with the calendar turning a page, that superstitious mindset and attitude can be a little bit dangerous for baseball players. You hear it said all the time, well, it's unfortunate that the calendar's turned the page, or he's wishing it hadn't turned the page, whatever it might be. Jacobs would fall into the latter category of wishing it hadn't turned the page. So for tonight's sake and purposes, it's May 32nd. Hopefully that can get a good performance out of him as the first pitch is called a strike to Barrios on a breaking ball at 76 to open up the second inning. Right-hander tries to float another one in there, but missing inside, 1-1. Absolutely no wind. The flag all the way at its side, something you don't see very often in Lynchburg. As the 1-1 finds the zone at 90 for strike two. Typically, there's wind blowing in some direction. It was blowing in earlier, but appears to have cooled off for the time being. As the 1-2 pitch. Liner past the shortstop and into left field as Barrios has a leadoff single here in the second. Jesus Parra will get an opportunity. Parra yesterday had a home run in the fourth inning en route to that 9-1 victory. Lynchburg can keep the ball in the park, they'll be in good shape for this ball game, as that has kind of been what sucks the life out of this team in the first two games. Timeout has been called, and the pitch clock violation has been applied on Jacobs, so he will be down in the count 1-0, facing an uphill battle. Runner on first, nobody out. The right-hander with another long pause. Now he fires. Inside, ball two. Jacobs has only surrendered one home run on the year. That came back on April 14th at home against Myrtle Beach. And he only went 2 1/3, giving up 4 earned runs. Fouled right at the plate. 2 balls and a strike. He's already surrendered more hits than he's had since May the 4th, when he gave up 4 hits against Charleston. The 2-1 had him swinging over top, 2-2. Lynchburg would love for Jacobs to put together a long outing so they don't have to use the bullpen. 2-2. Ground ball right back to him. Caught him right on the back of the leg. He goes to second for one. On to first. Not in time, says the infield umpire. As it was a bang-bang play at the bag. A heads-up throw by Jacobs getting the lead runner. And an unconventional 1-4 putout, or fielder's choice, rather. As Parra is aboard, Barrios is retired, and Jose Cibrian at the dish. He also has a home run in the series. This came in game one, as that one is down and away for ball one. Cibrian batting .292 with a pair of home runs and 9 RBIs. A 1-0 from Jacobs up the middle, behind the bag. Benjamin will take it himself to second, and on to first, a double play. That time it works out for Lynchburg as a 4-3 double play ends the inning, as Benjamin with the awareness to step on the bag at second. We have the bottom half of the second inning tied at 1. We'll be back with more baseball after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Well, we mentioned Quinton Lowe doesn't have a tendency to throw late into any outing. He's already been removed from the ball game, still coming back from injury. He was activated today in order for the start tonight, and so probably precautionary, playing the opener role as Lowe leaves the ball game after one inning, giving up the 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, no walks and 2 strikeouts, as Miguel Guerrero will take over on the mound for him. Take a look at his numbers in a moment. Robert Lopez takes down low for ball one. Guerrero on the year, making his 12th appearance. He's 0-2 with a 3.71 ERA. As the right-hander back into the motion. Bumps that in there at 93. In 17 innings, he's surrendered 7 earned runs, 9 walks, 21 strikeouts, but he's holding hitters to a 186 average. As Lopez greets him with a line drive down the right field line, but out in front of a changeup at 83. 1-2 on the Hillcats catcher. Guerrero throws a slider down and in at the back foot of Lopez as he picks up the first out of the second via the K. Jordan Brown will dig in. Guerrero has been in the minor leagues for 3 years now. As finds the zone at 92 for a called strike. Still relatively young. Only 22, so still time to develop as that misses 1-1. The 6'5 right-hander piecing together a solid start to this season after moving up the ladder to Wisconsin last season. 2-1. Trying to find his way down here before hopefully moving on up. The 2-1. Brown took a healthy cut, but skies it into center. Going to be a tough play for everyone. They collapse on it. Lara, amongst four Mudcats, will make the grab for out number two. Bubba Felia will get his chance at the dish. Guerrero, before being called up to Wisconsin last year, he was 3-1 with a 1.50 ERA. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Actually, I should correct myself. He struggled in Wisconsin before coming back to Carolina as Felia lofts it into right field. Nicasia, little hop step to make the grab for the final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 second for Miguel Guerrero as we head to the third. 1-1 our score when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Third inning has arrived as Zach Jacobs, after a 1-2-3 inning, will stay on the mound. The right-hander will face 9-1-2 here in the third. Jacobs still under 20 pitches into his third inning of work. Perez takes a big cut at a pitch in the dirt for a strike, 0-1. an aggressive approach from the Mudcats early in this ball game, not wanting to take many pitches, thinking that Jacobs is going to pound the zone. Went off speed again, and Perez out in front, strike two. Jacobs working quickly, the two-strike pitch. Went off speed again, and Perez was fooled three times in a row. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And have a seat in the dugout. Luis Lara with one away. Lara rounded out to second to open up the ball game. As he takes another off-speed pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Four straight to open up the inning. They all appear to be sliders. Went off speed again. Five in a row. Nobody aboard, one away. And Lara down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Went fastball. Tried to get him to chase up in the zone, but refused to swing at it. One ball and two strikes. Jacobs into the motion, the high leg kick as it's punched into center. Lipscomb drifting in on it and makes the grab, two away. So a bit more patience shown by Lara as made Jacobs throw four pitches. One of the longest at-bats of the night so far for Carolina is Kaylin Nicasio. Takes one down and in for ball one. Nicasia doubled in the first inning before coming around to score. He represents the only run on the board for Carolina. Ground ball right back to him as Jacobs stabs it and clips it underhand style to first. And the inning comes to a close. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jacobs as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. In Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Already a new pitcher for Carolina as they are just getting everybody some action tonight. Nate Peterson. It is a dedicated bullpen game to this point as Peterson taking over for Guerrero after he worked an inning. Guerrero didn't make many pitches either. He only went one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. As Peterson will now take over, a left-handed bat. He's 3-1 with a 3.03 ERA in just under 33 innings. He's struck out 44 and walked 12, giving up 11 earned runs. Opponents are hitting 197 against him as Jose Pastrano will get us started. Slap down the right field line, and that'll hook out of play. Sent a couple guys in the bullpen scattering as they waited till the last minute. Game of chicken as the 0-1. Went right back there and fouled it away again for strike two.
You know, that moment right there where none of the bullpen moved until the very last moment, it reminds you of the scene in Grown Ups where they shoot the bow and arrow into the sky and whoever's the last one to move wins, and it was right through the guy's foot. Didn't happen there, but it's kind of what it reminded me of. The 0-2 popped up right side. Easy play for the first baseman as Chirinos makes the grab for out number one. Based on the numbers, I expect Nate Peterson to be the guy that Carolina uses a little bit longer in tonight's ball game. He was drafted in the eighth round of the 2022 draft. 5'10", 195. I Lipscomb, the top of the order, takes a called strike, 0-1. Went to college at the University of Illinois, Chicago. The 0-1. Check swing by Lipscomb, and he went around. That pitch was in the dirt. Lipscomb got a tough break call against him yesterday as he thought he held up a swing and they called it a strike, and you can see his frustration. The 0-2. Breaking ball that he waited back on but was a bit underneath. And he stays alive. And a pitch later, he was called out on a double play that was bang bang at first. A two-strike pitch from Peterson. He lofts it into left field. Perez drifts back, continues to backpedal, contorts his body, and makes the grab. The second out of the inning. Tyrese Turner. Turner 0 for 1. He struck out against Quinton Lowe. Well, as we mentioned, only won an inning. Third pitcher of the ball game in a 1-1 score. Big curveball misses above the belt for ball one. That one finds the zone 1-1 as Turner with a bit of a patient approach here. Nobody aboard, two away. The left-hander into the motion. 1-1 is a bit low. 2-1. Brandon Schmidt calling the balls and strikes with Corey Gerber in the field. 2-1. Ground ball over towards second. Sharply hit. Secured in the heel of the glove by Arenamo as he fires on to first. To end the frame, a 1-2-3 inning for Peterson as we head to the fourth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
One all here in Lynchburg as each team has put a run on the board in the first inning. The scoreboard kind of matches, almost a reflective view of each other other than the hit column. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, on a game's just getting underway. Six games, all in the first inning. Five of them are scoreless, except for Augusta and Charleston,
Augusta with the 1-0 lead in the top half of the first inning over the River Dogs. Columbia just tacked on a run against Down East on a sacrifice fly as the Fireflies move out in front 1-0. And that's a score that I'm sure Mudcats fans will be following closely as we head throughout this ball game, as the first pitch to Luke Adams is in there for a called strike. Salem and Myrtle Beach. Salem was being no hit yesterday into the sixth inning. And then they tacked on 3 runs. Right now they're scoreless heading to the bottom of the second. Fayetteville and Kannapolis also scoreless in the bottom of the first. Adams grounded out to short in his first trip to the plate. Pitch from Jacobs just misses for ball 2. This will already be one of the longest at-bats that Jacobs has had. He just made his 30th pitch of the ball game here in the fourth inning. It's fouled back 2-2. Ran it inside with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. There's a large gap between second and short if Adams can find it. The 2-2 popped out of play. With the new shift rules that began here in minor league baseball last season and have found their way into the pros this year, you see a lot more large gaps on the infield. Down and away, and the count goes full. Especially in situations where a deadpool hitter is at the plate. If they can time it up right, it's an easy base knock. The 3-2 to Adams. He jolted it, but was out in front and fouled it away. 91-mile-an-hour fastball that he got a hold of, but way too early. The payoff from Jacobs. At the knees, called strike 3. Sit down, see you later. Luke Adams, thanks for playing. Jesus Chirinos, the lone RBI holder for the Mudcats, as they are into their second trip through the order. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. That was the second strikeout issued by Jacobs. That's the 0-1. And there again, strike 2. Nobody aboard, 1 away. The 2-strike pitch from Jacobs. Just a little bit high, didn't get the call, and Chirinos not chasing, 1-2. Little less gap between second and short, as Turner moving back a little bit towards his natural position at shortstop. As Chirino steps out and calls time. The 1-2. Tried to paint the corner with a slider, no call. A good frame attempt by Lopez behind the plate. As Jacobs back into the motion. Lined into right field. Brown racing back on it. That'll be over his head and one hopped off the wall. A strong throw in will force Chirinos into a late slide that almost took out the ankle of Tyrese Turner. As he's 2-for-2 on the day, now with a double. Halfway to the cycle, he's got a single and a double. Got the two hardest ones left to go. As Yader Arenamo will be at the dish. Arenamo grounded out to third in the first inning. Jacobs fires that in there for a called strike.
check of second, the 0-1. Fouled back, strike two. Jacobs has already given more hits than he has all season. Five, to be exact. The 0-2 slapped at leaping attempt by Felee, and he's not going to be able to get there, though. Hold the runner at third as he got a late break on it. And a seeing eye single just floated over the head of Felee. Puts runners at the corners with one away. Carolina with a good approach at the plate against Jacobs there. Going after him early in at-bats and knowing he likes to pound the zone. We mentioned 39 strikeouts on the season, 22 of them in the month of May. As first pitch to Barrios is upstairs for ball one. We'll see if they try to send Arenado with the runner at third and force a throw down and maybe get a guy caught in a rundown that would allow the runner to skirt home from third. What the Hillcats would do as that finds the zone. 1-1. Torinos, 90 feet away. He's the go-ahead run in the top of the fourth. 1-1 our score. 1-1 the pitch is fouled away for strike two. Jacobs has not given up two runs in a ball game since his third outing in the month of April against Salem. He's on the verge of allowing a runner to score again and put two on the board. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Big curveball slapped into right field. He found the gap. As another runner will score, the throw comes back behind the runner at second, but he never left the bag. It's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Mudcats, so Lynchburg will have to play from behind yet again. Three straight base hits for Carolina, and no hard contact. Everything's just found an opening. And it's worked out for him. Jesus Parra with an RBI opportunity. He fouls it right at the plate, and it squirts through a doorway in the netting and all the way into the seats. I don't think I've seen that happen yet. Every night, something different at the ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, 2-1 lead for Carolina. Blew it by him. For strike two. Two aboard, one away. As Jacobs trying to get out of this inning without allowing any more damage. Two strike pitch. DePara looked like it caught the corner, but the umpire says no. 1-2. The strike zones have been a bit small in this series. They've been that way for both teams, so not too much complaints about that aspect of the game. 1-2 is wide. 2-2. Parra wisely laid off on the slider. Sun beating down on Bank of the James Stadium. Hanging curveball smashed into left center field, but Kavanaugh chases it down. He'll throw into second as both runners tag. They move 90 feet closer. Just a bit underneath it from Parra. As he didn't get all of it. It hung up there for quite some time, a 79-mile-an-hour curveball. But just a bit underneath it. Sometimes when they're that high in the zone, you take that upward trajectory, you send it
a similar arc in what it came in, and it's hard to get enough power behind it. Jose Cebrian. He takes outside for ball one. Cebrian grounded into a double play to end the second inning. Could score two if he plates a base knock here. That one finds the corner. One and one. The 1-1. Bounced it in there, and that will allow the runner to score from third as Lopez hopped on it quickly, and Jacobs must not have thought that there was going to be a play as he just took a couple steps towards home, but it's a 3-1 advantage in favor of Carolina. Wild pitch allows Arenado to score and Barrios to move down to third. 3-1 lead for Carolina as that deficit continues to grow. Chopper towards short. Turner waits back on it. Long throw in time, and the inning is over. But Carolina plates two here in the fourth as they take the 3-1 lead. We head to the bottom half of the inning. Lynchburg has some work to do when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the bottom half of the fourth inning, a 3-1 lead for Carolina as Lynchburg looking for their first victory of the series. They'll have to play from behind. Yet again, the offense just hasn't clicked since Nate Furman was called up last week at Delmarva. And that's a tough loss. It's a tough blow for any team when you lose your best hitter. But one that's the spark plug. It makes the deficits feel that much bigger. As Juan Benjamin will lead things off in the fourth inning. Now trailing by two. Benjamin struck out in the first inning. As the third pitcher for the Mudcats, Nate Peterson, remains on the mound for another inning of work. We thought maybe he might be the arm that goes a little bit of distance as Benjamin greets him with a base knock into center field. As the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard, jumped on a fastball. Made solid contact and found the soft spot in the defense. As Mike Coyado will be the batter. Coyado singled and drove home Lipscomb in the first inning. As he got a little bit lucky, it bounced off the bag at second. But a hit is a hit no matter how you acquire it. The left-hander throws over toward first, and Benjamin back with the dive. The Hillcats haven't had many opportunities to run in this series, as the Mudcats have limited any opportunities for that. They're just not allowing base runners. Breaking ball finds the zone. Just a frustrating series at the plate. When they do get runners aboard, it's been tough to move them over. Long pause, now the 0-1. Collado pulled out his back foot as he fouled it away for strike two. The 0-2 from Peterson. Ground ball right back to him off his glove. It's going to be a tough play, off-balance throw by the second baseman as Collado was stumbling down the line. Never was able to find his footing out of the box and ends up all the way down the right field line. The runner moves 90 feet closer into scoring position on the fielder's choice. Probably would have been a tough play to turn two on, regardless, as it was going right at the bag, and so whoever took it was going to have to make a quick decision as to what to do with it. If they fielded it in front of the bag, as they were both charging on it, it would have been a difficult play as Prez Kavanaugh takes a called strike, 0-1. But they got one, and at the end of the day, I'm sure they'll be satisfied with that. Peterson has that grounded right back up the middle. Hillcats trying to score here. Benjamin being waved around the throw, sails over the head of everybody, and Kavanaugh stands at second with an RBI single and advancing on a throwing error. Good job by Kavanaugh as he moves into second base. As the deficit drops to one. Seems like everything the Hillcats have hit today has gone right back up the middle. That's great timing. But anytime they put a ball in play, it's heading right toward that second base back. Robert Lopez, as a balk is called, and Kavanaugh will move 90 feet closer. So that pitch will not count, and the Hillcats have the tying run 90 feet away. Infield now being pulled in as we have made our way a little bit deeper into the ball game. They didn't do this when the runner was at third in the first inning. As Lopez lines it into left field, going to be a tough play for Perez, and he will not be able to get there as it bounces at the base of the wall. Lopez charging into second. Kavanaugh scores, and Lopez, an RBI double, ties things up at three as Lynchburg finally starting to piece something together. Three hits in the inning, and that is a sight for sore eyes if you are a Hillcats fan. It's been a long time coming in this series since we've seen an inning like this. We'll take it. As Jordan Brown will get his opportunity after a mound visit with the pitching coach from Carolina. This will be a lefty-on-righty matchup playing into the favor of Brown. He's got three home runs on the year, eight RBIs. He'd like to make it a ninth. He can find a gap here. Takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. He'll probably have to find a gap, though, as Lopez, not much speed on second. The 0-1 upstairs, one ball and a strike. Could even see it in just the way Lopez is leaning back towards second. He just doesn't look as comfortable in the base paths as some of the other Hillcats we've seen. And part of that comes from his speed and the fact that he's a catcher. Not used to being out in the field. The 1-1 is grounded over towards short, gobbled up by Barrios. On to first, a high throw, pulls the first baseman off the bag. And they say he landed on the bag in time as Brown comes up a little in pain. As I'm not sure what happened there, as he is all the way up the right field line in front of the Mudcats bullpen. It's a bang-bang play at first. my vantage point, it looked like Brown may have gotten there first, and so that might be why he's in pain if Chirinos landed right on his foot. Don Rivera out there. Jordan Smith out there as well. And Frank Sammons also checking on Jordan Brown. Couldn't tell from watching the play back what happened, but he has taken off his batting gloves and is walking gingerly toward the dugout. So as it stands, a 6-3 put out. The runner holding at second. And Brown really taking his time. And Jordan Smith already had his word with the umpire about whether that was in time or not. Jordan Brown. The concern will be with him if he cannot continue. He seems to be walking a little bit better under his own power as Bubba Filia digs in with the go-ahead run at second base. We'll see what they end up doing about Brown in right field if they go in a different direction to prevent any further damage. First pitch to Filia after a long check of second. It's in the dirt for ball one. Well, it's been a back-and-forth ball game to this point. Anything you can do, I can do better. The 1-0 in the dirt again. Filia lays off. Each team scoring one run in the first and then two runs in the fourth, matching each other step for step. Lopez after the RBI double is the runner at second. The 2-0. Ground ball over toward third. A slow roller. Adams with the long throw. Tough play for the first baseman, and he won't be able to make it, as that will allow the Hillcats to take the lead on the throwing error. As Lopez comes around the bag to score. Filia into second, and the Hillcats a 4-3 lead. Second possible error in the inning. The first one scored as an error, as that could have been the end of the frame and probably should have been if Adams had not bounced it in front of Chirinos. Jose Pastrano now with the runner in scoring position and two away. Lynchburg with a 4-3 lead. Finds the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Filia at the bag at second. Peterson, the 0-1, in the dirt. A good block by Cibrian. Pastrano batting 159. Pieced together a pretty solid series. It's the 1-1. Floats around the corner for a called strike, 1-2. Yesterday he walked twice before grounding into a fielder's choice in the seventh. And he singled in his one plate appearance the night before. Two-strike pitch. Pulled the string again and had Pastrano gasping for straws as he is retired to end the frame. But not before Lynchburg scores three, a crooked number on the board, something we haven't seen from the Hillcats in recent games, as they have a lead going to the fifth, a 4-3 lead in favor of the Hillcats. It's the Battle of the Cats, Game 3. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, we head to the fifth inning. Zach Jacobs remains on the mound for his fifth inning of work as Hedbert Perez, Luis Lara, and Kaylin Nicasio will be the three due up for the Mudcats. As Jacobs looks to go a full five, the first pitch is down low for ball one. We are pleased to be joined by Zach Rapp, joining us traveling all across the country these past few years, making a stop in Lynchburg, an employee of, is it Major League Baseball or Minor League Baseball? What's it classified as?
It's Major League Baseball, officially an employee of Major League Baseball, serving on the Minor League Business Operations team.
And he is a guy that has helped me out a ton as I've progressed into this position, and I know our staff is very appreciative of him as well. But, Zach, you have quite the story. We were talking about it a little bit earlier how you didn't start out in sports. You started out actually overseas in Israel working for things that have nothing to do with baseball. And so talk to me a little bit about your journey, how you ended up going to Israel and working with those companies out there and then coming back and that whole process.
Yeah, thank you again for having me on the air right now. Originally from South Florida, after high school, ended up in Israel for 9 years. Like you said, was not working in sports, was not working in baseball. I was working for a diamond and engagement ring company. But I knew my heart was always in baseball. I always wanted to work there. When I left that diamond and engagement ring company, people asked me, like, why are you leaving? And I said, because I'm working with the wrong kind of diamond. So now, thankfully, I am working in baseball. Got an amazing gig at Major League Baseball, working with some amazing people around the country, including Lynchburg Hillcats staff, and absolutely love what I do right now.
One away as Luis Lara will dig in after the strikeout of Perez. And you started actually right after COVID kind of ended. It was through your networking connections that you had made during that time period that kind of opened up the opportunity for you to be here. And we have a lot of people in our audience and even in this organization that they're trying to make their way inside the sporting field and in the industry. And talk to us a little bit about how important those connections are and networking and building that circle around you.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was living in Israel, I had no connections in the baseball industry.
Give me a base hit for Lara. That was going to be a tough play. It looked like he might have beaten him to the bag as a backhanded play by Turner and a throw got away. But go ahead and continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I had no connections in baseball, no connections in sports. I really just had to put my name out there, whether it was Twitter, whether it was LinkedIn, utilize the power of social media for good and put my name out there, share my story, share my passion for the game of baseball. And it caught people's attention. It caught people's attention, this random guy from overseas, this random guy from Israel who really wanted to work in the game of baseball and make the game of baseball better for future generations. And it caught people's attention and, you know, just kept networking, kept working really hard to just build new relationships, strengthen new relationships across the industry. And it paid off because here I am.
Here you are working in Major and Minor League Baseball. So we're going to step aside for just one moment as Zach Jacobs is pulled for a reliever after a solid outing for him. We'll be back with more and with Zach Rapp when we get back from this quick timeout. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, we'll be back with Zach Rabb in a moment as we take the time to meet a new pitcher as Zach Jacobs has left the ball game after giving up a one-out base hit to Luis Lara. As Zach Rabb so elegantly put it, one Zach leaving the ball game, one Zach staying with us here in the booth. But taking a look at Wordkellen Vasquez, his numbers on the season a bit up and down. He's 2-2 with a 5.47 ERA. In 11 games, he's given up 15 earned runs in just under 25 innings, 24 strikeouts, 9 walks. But he was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week in Week 3, which at that point was basically the second week of the Carolina League season, as Kalen Nicasio will be the first batter he faces, and he takes down and in for ball one. So going back with Zach Rabb, you grew up in South Florida, and tonight actually going to be quite the night for you. Your Miami Heat are in the NBA Finals. You've seen them in there quite a few times over the years. Is this one any different with the way the team is put together?
This one is different for me personally because in the last times they were in the finals, I was actually living in Israel watching games at 3 o'clock in the morning. So now I'm going to be able to watch games at 8:30 at night like a normal person. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Coupled with the Florida Panthers and the Stanley Cup final, it's been a whirlwind month as a South Florida sports fan, and I'm excited for the next week or two.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit chaotic for you. 2-8 seeds making it to the ultimate championship opportunity. And like you said, it's going to be nice for you to actually have a normal hour to watch basketball and watch a chance for a championship. And while you were over in Israel, you really got plugged in with the Israeli national team. And you worked for them for a little while. So take me through that, your time working with them through marketing and as they went through the Olympics. And then now, as you said you've been to every single one of their World Baseball Classic games since the World Baseball Classic became a thing. So how'd you get plugged in there, and take me through that opportunity and what it's like to kind of be in the ballpark for those types of moments?
Yeah, going back to 2012 when they were initially trying to qualify, Team Israel was trying to qualify for the World Baseball Classic, which in my opinion is the greatest sports tournament in the world. It's a tournament that's changed my life. It's the reason why I'm in this job at Major League Baseball right now, because of that tournament, honestly.
Runner breaks for second, a throwdown not in time as Lara in the scoring position. Despite it being ball four, I completely lost track of the count. So the stolen base doesn't even matter. Runners at first and second, only one away.
So, yeah, I've been to every World Baseball Classic game. I got hooked in 2012. I said this is the greatest tournament in the world. I was living in Israel at the time. I identified with all the players on the team. It was a special moment. They didn't qualify for the 2013 World Baseball Classic then, unfortunately. So I waited another few years until 2016 and went to their qualifiers when they qualified for the 2017 World Baseball Classic. Turns out they went to Asia. They were in Seoul, South Korea, and I flew with them as a fan, totally out of pocket, just wanted to enjoy baseball overseas, further overseas than I already was. Mm-hmm. Baseball in Asia was the greatest experience ever. Highly recommended if anyone ever wants to travel and get a new life experience somewhere a bit more out there. Seoul, South Korea was amazing. Then I went on to Tokyo, Japan. Just seeing baseball across the world, you see how much it means across different cultures, across different countries. The globe, I mean, it's a global game, as we saw from this most recent World Baseball Classic, that couldn't have ended in any better, more exciting fashion. Aside from, I guess, if the United States won, like, that would have been a bit more exciting for everyone probably listening to this broadcast. But it was just a special tournament, and I'm very excited and thankful that the next one is only in 3 years, so we don't have to wait 6 more years like we just did for the last one.
I know. It was incredible watching the tournament play out. You were there down in Miami watching that round of or that group of baseball. But you mentioned it, baseball across the world, it's a global game. It's one of the largest games in sports in the world. And you said you've watched baseball in Asia. You told me earlier you've watched baseball in Europe. What are some of the things from maybe the atmosphere aspect that we don't get to see here in the States that you would love to see be brought over?
Yeah, in Asia, I mean, the cheering sections were incredible, incredibly different also than the cheering sections here. They have a chant for every single player when they come up in the lineup. It's just so cool. It's so cool. They have dedicated cheering sections with drums and noisemakers and people on top of the dugout getting people to cheer, like coordinated chants, not just a random fan chanting from here and there.
Luke Adams golfs it into left field. Press Kavanaugh looking up, and he will watch it sail over the wall. Carolina, yet again, another three-run home run in this series as they have broken this game a little bit open and retaking the lead from the Hillcats as they jump ahead 6-4 here in the fifth. It's Luke Adams' second home run of the season, and he is greeted quite warmly as he heads into the Carolina dugout. That was a mammoth shot.
That was. I was hoping to be good luck while on the broadcast for a little bit, but that hasn't panned out as I was hoping.
I mean, it happens. The way this series has gone, it's been a little bit unfortunate, but that's baseball, right? That's the beauty of it. Anything can happen, and you're never out of a game no matter how far you get down.
There's still five more innings for the Hillcats to come back.
Exactly.
It's been a back-and-forth game so far.
Exactly, and every time they've scored, we've scored as well, as I believe we have a pinch hitter for Jesus Chirinos. Not sure if maybe he also took a little bit of a knock when Jordan Brown and him came together at first base, but the new pinch hitter will be Jeremy Vargas, as he will dig in from the right-hand side against Ward Kellen Vasquez. We'll see where he ends up defensively. Vargas not a natural first baseman either, so we'll take a look at that when he gets on the defensive side. Vargas batting 250 with no home runs as he digs in against Ward Kellen Vasquez. Chirinos was 2-for-2 on the day, though, but going back to just the World Baseball Classic in general, going down to that Miami grouping, crazy games, crazy atmospheres. Do you think we will ever see that come into Major League Baseball?
I wish I could say yes, and maybe it will. But there's something special. I don't want to use the word magical, but there's something special that you just can't replicate from representing your nation, representing your people, pride, your flag. It's just something special. I think Major League Baseball games have their place. Minor League Baseball games have their place. World Baseball Classic games have their place. The more baseball, the better in the world, in my opinion. So not every game of the regular season needs to be just like the World Baseball Classic. It keeps that magical feel.
And so taking a look at what you're doing right now, your position, you work with a lot of different initiatives that Minor League Baseball puts forward, and you're also helping out strongly on the marketing side. But you do a lot with like the Marvel campaign and the Copa campaign and all that kind of stuff. And so talk to me about what these initiatives are and what they're doing and how they're promoting the game of minor league baseball as Arenado ropes one into the corner off the glove of Pastrano. Every time I ask a question, I feel like they get a base knock.
Yeah, here I was thinking I was going to be good luck this inning. I'm happy to talk about some of those things. This is the really fun part about my job, what I get to work with you and a couple others on your staff. Various fun marketing initiatives that you have going on for your fans. And for anyone that's listening, hope you come out to the ballpark soon. Or travel here if you're listening from far away, because they do a great job here preparing some fun promotions throughout the year, some fun giveaways. The Copa de la Diversión program that we help coordinate across many minor league baseball teams, 90 or 91 minor league teams across the country. Lynchburg joined this season for the first time as the Limonadas. I watched that identity come to life and those jerseys and those caps come to life. And from what I've heard, the players really like it.
They love it.
I saw the players wearing them during batting practice today, so that was very cool to see that on field for the first time. So if you haven't checked out the Limonadas de Lynchburg, please check that out. That's a great logo. And also, you mentioned the Marvel program. For anyone that's listening, Lynchburg's Marvel date is August 25th. It's a Friday. Great night to come out to the ballpark. I don't memorize every club's Marvel date, but I happen to know that one offhand.
Ground ball over to third. Pastrana with a long throw to first. Gets away from Felia as they'll wave the runner around from third, and Carolina will extend their lead up to 3, a 7-4 ball game as Carolina pouring it on, a crooked number here in the fifth. Nothing's going right in this inning. But going back to what you were saying about the Marvel Knight, and so how do those come to be? How do those partnerships get developed, and how do they get implemented? Because, I mean, you see all the different jerseys. Each team comes out with their own branding when we talk about Copa. And so what goes in behind the scenes that fans don't see to get it to the point where it can be on the field and be a night for fans to enjoy?
A lot of amazing people with a lot of amazing creative ideas from all across the country. You know, some programs we do nationally, like the Marvel program, like the Copa program, but some clubs just come up with their own creative ideas. And, you know, when we have 120 minor league clubs and I get to see it behind the scenes, the teams that I work with and help specifically, but all 120, there's no boundaries to the creativity. And, you know, it takes people to implement it. It takes some time and patience in some cases. In some cases, you can whip up a promo in a couple months and prepare it, and in some cases, you need to plan a year in advance for something massive like unveiling a new Marvel logo and preparing new Marvel-inspired jerseys for your players to wear on field during a game this August. So it's a lot of hard work and dedication from your staff, from the Hillcats staff, from people at Major League Baseball, you know, collaborating to make really cool things happen for fans across the country.
And as we mentioned, what was the date again on the Marvel Night? I think you said
Friday, August 25th.
August 25th.
Against Del Marva.
The Shorebirds will be in town as Parra into the right field corner. Brown will make the grab. I want to ask you two more quick questions before you go. Zach, you work a lot with marketing and promotions. What's the best minor league baseball promotion you've seen?
Anything the Hillcats do, obviously.
We'll pay you later. Thank you for that. And then, Zach, you are very active on social media, including LinkedIn and Instagram and some other places as well. Where can fans find your content and follow your journey from here on out?
Yeah, honestly, the best place to find me is on Twitter. That's where I'm the most active right now, at Zach Raab, ZACKRAAB, one word. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, that's my name. So, yeah, appreciate you having me on the broadcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Zach. We appreciate you. Wow, I've lost the ability to speak after that inning, apparently. But, Zach Raab, we appreciate you and all that you do for the Hillcats and all of minor league baseball, and we're excited to be able to work with you on all these campaigns and many more that I'm sure will be coming down the pipe here in the near future.
So, My pleasure. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'll let you get back to watching some baseball and go Heat this week. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back with more. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up, a 7-4 lead for Carolina when we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Oye, Phil, está escuchando Hillcats.
It'll be Guy Lipscomb leading things off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning as Nate Peterson remains on the mound for another inning of work. A 7-4 lead in favor of the Mudcats after they exploded for four runs in the fifth. It's 2-0 on Lipscomb as we once again want to thank Zach Raab for joining us in the last half inning, talking all about minor league baseball and the promotions that they bring with it, and his life and story, what led him into the beautiful game of baseball. Lipscomb takes a called strike, 2-1. As it was a bit of a sloppy inning, only one error listed on the score sheet officially, But it very well could have been two or three based on how that inning played out. Up and in on Lipscomb for ball three. He'll step out and try to regroup himself after having that one run in on him. The 3-1 from Peterson. Breaking ball in the zone, and the count goes full. The left-hander making a lot of pitches here in this first half, and a payoff as Lipscomb swings right through it, and there's one away. Tyrese Turner, 0-for-2 on the day. As this has to be a bit frustrating for Lynchburg. You finally start piecing it together offensively. But then pitching-wise, which has been more solid, not able to piece that together tonight. And even defensively, as a couple errors, as that is down and away to Turner for ball one. The four runs the Hillcats have scored tonight are the second most that they have scored in the last two series. They scored six in a loss against Elmarva. It's passed to diving Adams at third off the heel of the glove of Barrios. And Turner will reach first for base knock. Juan Benjamin will dig in. Benjamin 1-for-2. Assuming that'll probably score to hit as well. It caught the heel of the glove and a slow chopper past a diving third baseman, which makes it even more difficult to grasp as Turner stands on first. The Cats need to get some runs back here as they trail by three. Four spot in the top of the fifth inning. The throw over almost got away from the first baseman as they have, in fact, kept Vargas at the bag at first. Jeremy Vargas taking the place of Chirinos last inning. The 0-1 to Benjamin. Runner breaks. Stumble. And it's a chopper over toward the shortstop. They try to go to second for one. Not in time. So the runner being in motion benefits the Hillcats as it was a bang-bang play at the bag, but they call Turner safe. Benjamin is retired on the 6-4-3 fielder's choice. Turner into scoring position. Coyado will try and bring him home down by three. 7-4 our score here in the bottom half of the fifth inning in the Hill City. That one catches the outside corner for a called strike as Coyado drove home a runner in the first inning on an RBI single. Just tied up the ball game at that point. Skied into center. Going to be a tough play as Lara charging in. He'll give way to Arenamo as it did not get as deep as I anticipated. And the inning comes to a close. Lynchburg gets a runner aboard, but they can't do anything with them as we head to the sixth. 7-4 our score in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Month of June starting out a little bit better offensively than the month of May ended for the Hillcats, but they still find themselves down by 3-7-4 as we head to the top of the sixth. So how did we get here? Well, the answer to that question is a lot of back-and-forth baseball before an explosion by Carolina in the top half of the fifth inning. Each team scored one in the first before Carolina scored two in the fourth to take a 3-1 lead, and then Lynchburg came back, put a three spot on the board, but then a sloppy inning by the Hillcats as Jose Cibrian lines one foul for strike one, including a three-run home run by Luke Adams, granted the Mudcats a four-run fifth inning and a 7-4 lead. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-2, as Ward Kellen Vasquez was not greeted kindly. He walked the first batter he faced and then gave up the three-run shot to Luke Adams before striking out Jeremy Vargas and then giving up a double. And another run later on in the frame. So rough go of it for Ward Kellen Vasquez, whose numbers started out impeccable. He's since cooled off on the season. We mentioned he was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week earlier this season. As he pitched very well in that second series. Soft blooper out towards shallow right. Benjamin on the run makes an over-the-shoulder grab for the second out of the inning. Excuse me, the first out of the inning. I am all out of wax tonight. Hebert Perez, as he's 0-2 on the night. We'll get an opportunity against Vasquez. He led off last inning with a strikeout. So they go off speed to him again for strike one. That was the approach that Zach Jacobs went with in the third inning. He came at him with three straight off speed pitches. He swung at all three. He lifts off on that one. Brown, ranging back toward the wall, he reaches up and right in front of the radio 434 sign will reel it in for out number two. He left a curveball up in the zone, and Perez, a bit underneath it, is retired for out number two. Luis Lara singled and scored in the fifth inning. Takes upstairs for ball one. Carolina ahead in the Carolina League North as that one finds the zone 1-1. And as things stand right now, they would creep further ahead. Pastrano knocks it down at third, but he'll have no play at first as he eats it. If all the scores hold in the Carolina League, Down East finds themselves down 1-0 against the Fireflies of Columbia in the top of the fifth. So still plenty of time for that game and this game to change, but Carolina would move a game and a half in front of Down East if the scores were to hold. That would be a huge swing for the Mudcats. Kalen Nicasia, as the runner bluffs towards second, and the pitch is down low for ball one.
We'll see how they score that as Pastrano knocked it down and then decided to just eat it. They have scored it in air on Pastrano. Runner at first, two away, a throw over, and I think it caught the back of the helmet, and he goes down in a heap. Kalia was not able to grab it before it caught right off the back of the helmet of Lara. He's back up on his feet, which is a good sign. It's always a scary play. When a ball gets you in the back of the helmet, you're not used to getting hit there. Even when you're batting, you typically only get hit in the side of the helmet. But the back of the helmet is a little bit different. Thankfully, didn't get up underneath it as he's back on his feet. Downstairs, and it squirts away from Lopez, and Lara gets his revenge for getting hit in the back of the head by moving into scoring position on the wild pitch. 2-0 to Nicasia, and Lara in scoring position, and Carolina with an opportunity to extend this lead even further. Runner on second, two away, where Kellen Vasquez comes set at the belt. 2-0 to Nicasia. Floats it in there at 90 for a called strike. Top of the sixth inning in the Hill City. Carolina has taken each of the first two games of this six-game series. The 2-1 roped into center field. Lipscomb not going to be able to get there. They're waving Lara around third. The throw coming toward home. Not cut off. Play at the plate. No tag as Lara took the long route around the bag and got his hand in there. As a great throw by Lipscomb gave an opportunity for a play at the plate, but Lopez just not able to place the tag. And it's an 8-4 advantage in favor of the Mudcats. RBI single for Nicasia as Luke Adams, he had a three-run home run his last trip. Runner breaks for second, and they're not even going to worry about him at this point. A defeated posture by a lot of the Hillcats. The outfield resting on their back leg. As the 1-0, down and away, 2-0. And with the power threat of Adams that he's shown in this series, Vasquez may be content with putting him on first. The 2-0, ball three, as he didn't get the call. Believe there is an arm ready in the bullpen for Lynchburg if they do need it. They'd like Vasquez to get a little bit farther into the game, though. Not have to burn another arm this early. Adams waving his bat like a fly swatter. Takes ball four. And a four-pitch walk puts the runner aboard. And brings up Jeremy Vargas. They're going to stick with Vasquez here. Eight to four lead for Carolina. It's a frustrating series. Vargas struck out in his first trip to the plate after coming in for Jesus Chirinos, as a balk has been called and both runners move 90 feet closer. Another inning beginning to unravel. One oh. Big curveball in there for a called strike, 1-1. Excuse me. 1-0.
pitch. Popped up, foul and out of play. As Carolina trying to tack on at least one more, maybe two, and put a 10 spot on the board. In this ball game, they had 9 last night, 8 already tonight here in the 6th. 8-4 lead. The 0-2 hung a curveball up there, and that'll drop. One run will score. Adams being waved around, the throw well offline, and Adams touches home, and it's a 10-4 lead for Carolina as things continue to go from bad to worse for the Hillcats in this series. A single for Vargas, and he'll scamper down to second on the throw. As Yadier Arenado will dig in, and they're going to keep relying on Vasquez, hoping he can get out of the inning without giving up any more damage. That misses wide for ball one. Vasquez checks second, where Vargas takes a short lead, 2-0, as Lopez wants to go out and have a word, as Vasquez just struggling. He had 2 strikes on Vargas before giving up the 2 RBI single. As Lynchburg down to 2 mound visits in the ballgame. It's been that kind of night as we sit here in the 6th, a 10-4 lead for Carolina. Runner on second, 2 away, the 2-0 from Vasquez. It's fouled back, 2-1. Hits already for the Mudcats, as they have just dink and dunked the Hillcats all night long, as Arenado fouls that one off, 2-2. Other than the 1 3-run home run by Adams, it's been all ace hits, bloopers, finding holes in the defense. That's how they did it early in the ball game, piecing things together against Zach Jacobs. 2-2. Down and away, and the count goes full. Try to get him to chase a curveball, and Arenado wisely laid off. Sun beginning to set behind the Blue Ridge. Payoff pitch from the right-hander. Popped up, foul, and that'll find the grassy berm in right field. One aboard, 2 away. 10-4 lead for the Mudcats. The payoff pitch from Vasquez. Down and away, ball 4. And Carolina will continue working through their order. Gregory Barrios will be the batter, as the arm has gone back to throwing in the Hillcats bullpen. So maybe just trying to give him a chance to get a little bit more loose. Maybe he's not entirely just ready yet, as they are stalling for as much time as possible, as Tony Arnold will go out and have a word with Vasquez. Just trying to buy more time before making a move for the bullpen. Tony Arnold, a veteran pitching coach in minor league baseball, as he pitched professionally back in the 80s. He was a major leaguer for Baltimore in 86 and 87. He retired in 1990 and then joined Cleveland as a pitching coach in their minor league system in 1992, and he's been with the organization ever since. This being his fourth time stopping in Lynchburg. He was here in 2015, the first year that Hillcats were a Guardians affiliate, 2018 and 2021. Last season, he spent it with Jordan Smith as the pitching coach for the Arizona Complex League. Two aboard, two away as Gregory Barrios. He'll dig in for the fourth time. He's reached base all three times he's been at the dish as he ropes that one foul and out of play for strike one. There have been two outs in this inning since the second batter of the inning. Three runs on the board with two outs in this frame. A traditional two-out rally, if you will. The 0-1 to Barrios. At the knees for a called strike. 0-2. Game has grinded to a halt here in the sixth. Even these last few innings. Two-strike pitch from the right-hander. Ground ball past Felia at first into right field. They'll send the runner around, and he will score without a throw as the throw comes in from Brown to third as Arenamo took a huge turn at the bag at second. So Vargas scores, Arenamo down to second, and Barrios at first. An RBI single from Gregory Barrios. Four runs with two outs. As Jesus Parra at the plate, an 11-4 lead for Carolina. Mudcats exploding in these last two innings. Four runs in each. First pitch, a breaking ball to Parra for a called strike, 0-1. This is not the Vasquez that we saw in the first few outings of the year. He was much more controlled and confident in his delivery. The 0-1. Went back with the curveball for strike two. I'm not sure what it is. He just doesn't have the same confidence or approach. His fastball was buzzing by guys early on in the season. It's dipped a little bit in velocity, just a tick or two. As a two-strike pitch on its way. In the dirt, a good block by Lopez. 1-2. But Vasquez has left a few meatballs in there since coming into the ball game, and Carolina has not wasted any opportunity. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Outside corner, and when you're struggling, you're not going to get that call. 2-2, as the count is now even. It's the old adage. The umpire is not going to help you out if you're struggling to throw strikes or if you're struggling to get out of an inning. Deuce is wild here in the sixth. Two aboard, two away. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Benjamin fields it behind the bag at second. Takes it himself. And the inning is over. Nine batters come to the plate. Four of them touch home. It's an 11-4 lead in favor of the Mudcats. And we head to the bottom of the sixth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the sixth inning, an 11-4 advantage in favor of Carolina as the wheels have come off of the ball game for the Hillcats. They trail by seven. They had a 4-3 advantage heading into the fifth inning, but in the last two innings, Carolina has put eight on the board and have stormed back to take the lead. They did not let off when they took the lead, as they have 11 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. Lynchburg, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. As Press Kavanaugh will lead things off. First pitch is down and away for ball one from Nate Peterson. He's into his fourth inning of work after it went through three pitchers in the first three innings. The 1-0. Pull the string. 1-1. And the nice thing about minor league baseball is a game can change in a hurry. Even though you're down by seven, the score could very easily flip in just a few at-bats or a few innings. The pitch, check swing, they appeal, they say he did not go around. Two and one, as Kavanaugh is 1-for-2 on the day. Lefty on lefty matchup, fires it well outside, ball three. Kavanaugh singled and scored in the fourth inning. He's one of the last runners to touch home for the Hillcats. The 3-1. Big curveball up above the belt. Ball four in a leadoff walk. Gets this inning started correctly. And they say the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And when you're facing an elephant, or in this case, a 7-run deficit, you just have to chip away at it one run at a time. You're not going to find a 7-run swing as Lopez ropes it down the right field line. That'll find the corner. One hops off the wall. They'll hold the runner at third as Lopez slides in safely with a double. The ball gets away, but Adams backed it up well. As Lopez, his second double of the day, has given Lynchburg a little bit of life. Arguably the best game we've seen from Robert Lopez. As Jordan Brown, 0-for-2, will have two aboard and nobody out. This has been the situation that has kind of plagued Lynchburg, is when they get a runner on third base, they struggle to bring him home. It's been that way all season, not just this series. Brown skies it into left field, not very deep, as left fielder will make the grab. Kavanaugh decided not to tag up, as not enough depth. Brown got a little bit underneath it. One away for Bubba Filia. Filia reached earlier in the ball game as he grounds this one toward third, but foul. Single and a throwing error. also allowed Robert Lopez to score earlier. The Hillcats would take that here. That would mean they would at least chip away at the deficit. Leah pops it up first base side. He'll give way to Arenamo, who makes the grab in shallow right. Second baseman puts it away for out number two. As Jose Pastrano will try to be the guy that brings home the runners. The Cats had runners at second and third with nobody out, and two batters later at second and third with two outs. Pastrano 0 for 2 on the day. He's pieced together a solid series. Runners will be off on contact. Big sweeping slider. This is up high for ball one. Sun beginning to tuck itself away. As that misses low for ball two. The purple sky up above. Off in the distance down the left field line, you see a bit of the orangish red coloring still. Up above us, it's a dark blue, light purple. As Pastrano takes a call and strike 2-1. Several beautiful nights in a row, and it's only going to get better this week. The weather looks incredible the next few nights. 2-1, down in the dirt, ball three. That's good news for the Hillcats. As good crowds, they performed better in front of good home crowds. The 3-1 from the lefty. Pastrano swings and grounds it foul. The count goes full. We'll talk about some of the promotions this weekend in just a moment as the payoff pitch on its way from Peterson. Big curveball up and away, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Hillcats still find themselves down by seven, but a base knock could really chip away and give Lynchburg a little bit of life in the bottom of the sixth inning. You have to come away with something here. You had two aboard and nobody out, both in scoring position. And then the next two batters retired on easy pop flies. You have to find a way to get the runners home when they're in scoring position. Lefty-on-lefty matchup as Guy Lipscomb takes down low for ball one. He opened up the ball game with a single, and then he came around and scored in the first inning. Since then, he's flown out to left and struck it out. The 1-0. Downstairs again, ball two. Lynchburg would desperately need some sort of run here. Even a one helps out a little bit. The 2-0 in the dirt bounced away from Cibrian. And that'll make it a 3-0 count, and there's nowhere to put Lipscomb. So in this situation, a walk is as good as a hit. Kavanaugh over at third. Lopez at second. Pastrano at first. Two away, bottom of the sixth, an 11-4 lead for the Mudcats. The 3-0-2 Lipscomb. Didn't get the green light, and it's upstairs, ball four, as the Hillcats have a run walked home. Bases loaded walk by Nate Peterson gives Lynchburg a little bit of life in the sixth as Tyrese Turner will dig in.
Peterson trying to compose himself after back-to-back walks. That last one on four pitches. That one well inside, ball one. And Peterson now a bit frustrated with himself as the pitching coach will make the trot out to the mound. Michael O'Neill wants to have a word to settle down his left-hander. And now a lot of action stirring in the Mudcats bullpen. Looks like they're about to get an arm loose. I believe that is number 22, Shane Smith, getting the instructions from the bullpen coach. As he will begin to get loose if Peterson continues to struggle in this inning. Bases loaded, two away, an 11-5 ball game. Lynchburg with a run on the board here in this inning. A 1-0 count on Tyrese Turner. Turner reached in the fifth on a single. Other than that, he's 0-2. A 1-0. Scooped into right field. Nicasio drifting back, and he'll settle underneath it, and the inning comes to a close. Hillcats leave the bases loaded, an 11-5 lead in favor of Carolina. When we come back for the seventh inning of baseball, right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Magnus Ellerts will take over on the mound for the Hillcats. Ellerts has been one of the most reliable arms out of the bullpen for Lynchburg. On the year, he's making his 13th appearance. He's 0-1 with a 2.65 ERA. The right-hander has thrown 17 innings, given up 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 26 strikeouts. 4-for-4 in save opportunities, though this one not quite a save opportunity as Lynchburg finds themselves down 11-5, heading to the seventh. Jose Cibrian will dig in. He led off last inning with a fly out to second base. It ended up being a two-out rally as it's fouled back to the screen for strike one. Cibrian, 0-for-3 on the day. As Ellerts takes aim. Hopped out to right field. Brown, one away. Hedbert Perez, he's 0-for-3 as well. 2 strikeouts and a flyout on his docket. Ellert's a fastball-slider combo. Sits around 92 with his fastball, 82 with his slider. In his last outing, he went an inning with one hit, no runs, one strikeout, no walks. Fouled back by Perez for strike one. They've come at him with a lot of off-speed in this ballgame. And
That's had him off balance for most of the night. The 0-1. Now they're pumping fastballs. That at 95. Two-strike pitch from the right-hander. Upstairs. Didn't get him to chase. They appeal. He did not go around, says the first base umpire. Ellert, 6'5", 225 from Woodbridge, Virginia. Up near Fredericksburg and Washington, D.C. The 1-2. Line foul, and they'll try again. So going back to the promotion conversation we were having last inning before the bases got loaded. Tomorrow night will be a fun night as we have a giveaway, one of our first non-t-shirt giveaways. The 1-2 to Perez is back to the screen as he continues to battle. Tomorrow night, courtesy of Coca-Cola, will be giving away 500 cooler bags, the first 500 fans inside the ballpark. As we have to get you ready for summer somehow. The 1-2. Down in the dirt, 2-2. It's the perfect size bag that you can take with you to the beach, out camping, on a hike, whatever you need. It's very convenient and usable bag, courtesy of Coca-Cola, the 2-2. Anthony, strike three called. Perez took a fastball at 96, route number two. So if you want that, better get here early, because everybody loves a free giveaway. There's a funny video on our Instagram yesterday with Lexer Sadui laying on a beach towel out near second base as our head groundskeeper, Tyler Bergen, was cutting grass behind him, saying that you can turn anywhere to the beach when you have this cooler bag. As Luis Lara, he started that two-out rally after reaching on an air last inning. Line drive into center field as Lara trying to start another rally here with two outs. As Kaylin Nicasio will come in. If you want to see the video that I was just mentioning, you can check it out at LYN Hillcats on Instagram. It's Lynchburg Hillcats on Facebook as well. And on Saturday night, another fireworks show as Nicasia fouls it back into the screen for strike one. Also on Saturday night, the Hillcats will wear some specialty jerseys as that finds the zone as well at 93 for strike two. Autism Awareness Night at the ballpark, so special jerseys being worn by the players and the coaches as well. And they're really cool. They're colorful jerseys with puzzle pieces all throughout, the puzzle piece being associated with autism awareness. As the two-strike pitch from Ellerts. Down and in. 1-2. Those jerseys will be available for auction here this weekend as well, so you can find those at milbauctions.com. And I do want to add, though it is Autism Awareness Night, there are going to be sensory rooms available throughout the ballgame. Swung on and missed by Nicasia as he chased a pitch in the dirt. And Ellerts gets out of the inning despite allowing the two-out base knock. As the Hillcats still down by six. We head to the bottom half of the seventh here in Lynchburg right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Shane Smith will be the arm that Carolina turns to in the seventh inning. As Nate Peterson's day is done, we'll close the book on him here in the moment. But Shane Smith, let's take a look at his numbers. On the year, he's made 13 appearances. He's 3-3 with a 4.19 ERA. In just over 19 innings, he's given up 9 earned runs, 10 of them total. 36 strikeouts, 8 walks, so he's pounded the zone. And he has given up 18 hits. His opponents are hitting .254 off of the right-hander. He replaces Nate Peterson, who did a bulk of the damage in the middle innings against the Hillcats. And he is in line for the victory. As the right-hander fires that one inside for ball one to Juan Benjamin. Closing the book on Peterson, he goes 4 innings as the right-hander fires that one in there, 1-1. 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them were earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Benjamin fouls that back. So not a clean outing for Peterson by any means, but he did everything that was necessary in order to keep the Mudcats in front. Though you have to give some credit to their lineup as well, as they carried a lot of the load. Upstairs, 2-2. Talking with Greg Young, the voice of the Mudcats, before the series, as the 2-2 grounded foul. He mentioned that the lineup had been, of the three areas of baseball, hitting had been the struggle point for Carolina. Benjamin lines that foul to stay alive. I mean, if you're asking me, I've only seen them for almost a full 3 games now. But it doesn't seem like the lineup has been any sort of a problem. Healthy cut, strike 3 as Benjamin goes down on strikes. Mike Coyado will dig in. And maybe this is just a unique series for them where everything is clicking all at once, but they have been firing on all cylinders in every aspect of the game of baseball. First pitch in there for a call and strike, 0-1. Their pitching has been dominant. Their fielding has been clean, and their lineup has just silenced any hope that the Hillcats might have of staying in ball games. Right-hander Smith back into the motion. That finds the zone as well. And if you're Carolina, you're peaking right at the right time, if this is the peak. Ground ball up the middle, as that'll hop over the bag, and a long throw by the shortstop Barrios almost pulled Vargas off the bag. But Coyado is retired. With the midway point under a month away now, this is when you want to start piecing it all together. If you're going to make a run, you make it now. And Carolina, on the verge of winning 5 straight if this game holds as Prez Kavanaugh takes a called strike. It's how Lynchburg did it last year in the first half. They peaked right at the right time, found themselves in first place and right in the thick of things. Strike two to Kavanaugh, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. As the 0-2 pitch from Shane Smith, outside, 1-2. If you remember last year, in the series right before the midway point, they had several key victories that eliminated Down East and halted them from climbing back into it. Down East was well out of it for much of the first half up until June, and they made a run, made a push. Then Lynchburg turned it on at the right time as Kavanaugh fouls it back. Lynchburg taking the last two in that series before heading out on the road to Delmarva. Then they won two games on the final day of the first half to clinch the postseason berth. Vargas takes it himself, three unassisted and a 1-2-3 seventh for Carolina. We head to the top of the eighth, an 11-5 lead in favor of the Mudcats. And we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Jorge Devers coming in for Tyrese Turner at shortstop as Turner still working his way back from injury. As Agnes Ellert remains on the mound for his second inning of work. Luke Adams. A home run, a three-run shot in the fifth inning that really bursted this game back in favor of Carolina, and they have not let off the gas since then. He cuts up the first pitch for strike one. 11-5 advantage, 11 runs, 13 hits, one error for the Mudcats, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Hillcats. The 0-1 in there for a called strike. 0-2. Tried to find the zone. Lopez hopped up thinking that it might be strike three, but the umpire says not right now. As it's 1-2. Right-hander down and away. And Ellert's on the verge of losing Adams after being ahead 0-2. Adams fouls that one back. Up above the netting, a fog beginning to set in at Bank of the James Stadium. You can see it underneath the lights. Thank you. as we saw this come in two nights ago as well. A slider, once again, not getting the call, and the crowd definitely not a fan of that no call. As Ellert's last thing Lynchburg needs is a tightening strike zone. The 3-2 is fouled back into the screen. This fog actually played a bit of a factor on Tuesday night. As payoff pitch skied into center field. Not very deep. Lipscomb charging in on it. Almost overran it. And makes the shoulder high grab for out number one. And that right there is exactly what I was talking about with this fog and how it played a factor on Tuesday night. Late in the ball game, the ninth inning to be exact, a pop fly down the left field line was lost by Avina in left field for the Mudcats. He didn't see it right off the bat, and he looked toward his infield and said, I can't find it. Jeremy Vargas fouls that off for strike one. In the process, the ball landed right near the foul line. Both teams, assuming it was fair, played it out. Yes, that's in there for strike two. Hillcats had two aboard with nobody out in that positioning. Upstairs, one and two. Runners on first and second when the ball landed in the grass, and they sent one runner home and held the other up at second. So Lynchburg had trimmed the deficit and tried to get some momentum as Vargas chases one for out number two. However, the home plate umpire called the ball foul as we have pulled everyone off the field. And I don't know why. Everyone is being summoned off the field and they're pointing out in the distance beyond right field. I don't know if I see any lightning. The tarp has not been called. This is quite confusing. We are in a delay with out a clear explanation. We'll step aside for a moment as we try to get this all sorted out and figured. And we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code HILLCATS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-HILLCATS.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-HILLCATS.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Well, every night you see something at the ballpark that you didn't expect to see the night before. Doesn't matter what the score is, something's bound to happen. In minor league baseball, you never know what could occur. The delay that we just had was a drone delay. There was a drone hovering up above the right field wall. And so they pulled everybody off the field and into the dugouts while they waited for the drone to leave the vicinity. So yes, folks, this is 2023. Drones are impacting the game of baseball. So we try to reset and regroup after what was a unique delay. Strike two on Arenamo. can honestly say I haven't seen that. We did discuss this actually as a staff before the year as to whether or not a drone could be flown above the stadium. Slow chopper over toward third. Pastrano charging, gloves it, and will fire it not in time as Arenamo just beat it out ahead of the throw. Infield single on a near swinging bunt. Well, we discussed it because we talked about bringing a drone in to try and get photos of the crowd and the full ballpark. And we did some digging and some research and discovered that you can't have a drone over the field, as we just saw there. They'll pull everybody off and we'll have to stay here a little bit longer. So thanks to whoever that was, everybody's night just got a little bit longer here. Fouled away by Gregory Barrios. And you have to wonder, what are you using a drone for this late in the evening? It's too dark to be taking too many pictures unless there's somebody trying to gain some scouting footage. As a balk has been called, that allows Arenamo to head down to second. But really, the only thing you could be filming is the ballpark. That's it. There is a cemetery right next door, but I don't think you're flying a drone over a cemetery at nearly 9 o'clock at night. If they were, more power to you. But what are you even trying to grab with a drone? Down and away to Barrios. It just, I don't know. I couldn't see the drone from where I was sitting. As everyone in the press box had peeked their head out to try and figure out what was going on. But you really just have to wonder. Maybe they thought the fog would cover them. Line drive into right field. Brown ranging over, reaches up and makes the grab. And the drone's not going to prevent that from ending the inning as we head to the bottom half of the eighth. An 11-5 lead in favor of the Mudcats when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Well, we've had back-to-back four-run innings earlier in the ball game, a drone delay in the last inning, and there's still plenty of time for more chaos to ensue. We're only in the bottom of the eighth, an 11-5 lead for Carolina, as Shane Smith remains on the mound. Robert Lopez, he's got two doubles in the ball game, including an RBI in the fourth inning. He digs in to lead things off. It's just, I still am confused by this drone. Big cut. Strike one. I guess part of me wants to thank him. Gives me something to talk about in a blowout game. But at the same time, I still can't get over the fact, what are you trying to do with a drone this late at night? Lofted into center field, an easy play for Lara. Route number one.
Did he think that, or did they think that flying it over the field and getting cool shots of the ball in mid-flight was going to work out super well? I don't know. It'd be nice if somebody had hit it with the baseball. That would have been fun. Then we would have had a stoppage to clean up debris on the field. Jordan Brown fouls it away. That caught a piece of the catcher, Jose Cibrian. A little bit shaken up. That'll draw out the athletic trainer, Brooke Dieringer. Cibrian still in a lot of pain. I'm not sure where that caught him. He's a bit shaken up. He's on one knee. Now he's down on two knees. As watching the replay back, that caught him square in the mask. And he is still shaken up, trying to get rid of the cobwebs. Gets the all clear, and he'll remain in the game. A catcher is the toughest position and toughest player on the ball field at all times, in my mind. So Jordan Brown down on the count, 0-1. Missing a bit wide, 1-1. We're far enough away from the airport where you don't have to worry about the FAA regulations as Jordan Brown is drilled in the back. And that will allow the Hillcats to have a one-out base run. But in 2023, you just never know what you're going to see. Bubba Folia takes a called strike with one aboard and one away. Missing wide as 1-1 on Folia. Jack Prohensky joining me in the booth tonight as he's shadowing me, a student at Elon University. He pulled up an article from the Washington Post that FAA regulations have determined that a drone cannot be within 3 nautical miles of any MLB stadium starting 1 hour before a game scheduled start and ending 1 hour after the game's end. Clearly, this is not Major League Baseball, but the rules are still pretty similar for Minor League Baseball as well. Those of you just tuning into the broadcast, we had a drone delay in the top half of the eighth inning. Two-strike pitch to Folia. A little bit wide. 2-2. Actually, the count is full. Must not be public knowledge, though, that you can't be flying a drone that close to the ballpark. Payoff pitches upstairs, ball 4. The Hillcats have 2 aboard with 1 away in the 8th inning for Jose Pastrano. Pastrano, 0-2 with a walk back in the 6th inning. Hillcats down by 6, have a lot of work to do here in the bottom of the 8th. They want to get back into this one. Ground ball over toward short. This could be 2 and end the inning. Off balance throw by the second baseman in time. And any sort of momentum has been halted. We head to the 9th. 11-5 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the ninth inning, a six-run lead for Carolina as the Mudcats are about to guarantee themselves a series split in the Battle of the Cats. Three games into it, Lynchburg, they finally got their bats to wake up a little bit, but they're pitching now struggling a little bit. Last game, they gave up 9 runs, and tonight they've given up 11. Jesus Parra will dig in against Magnus Ellerts as he looks to go 3 innings and preserve that bullpen a little bit more. That would be a huge boost for the team if Ellerts can get through this inning as Parra swings through a fastball for strike one. Ellerts, his longest outing was 2 2/3, so he's never gone 3 innings in his pro career. As that's fouled for strike two. Timeout is called by Parra as he wants to regroup. Well, I think you can officially consider the Hillcats to be in a bit of a slump right now, and it's part of the teams that they've been playing, Delmarva and now Carolina. They've just struggled to piece things together as it's 1-2, as that one was well outside. Wonder how the Hillcats will approach this slump from a morale perspective. Ground ball up the middle past Jose Devers at short, who came in for Tyrese Turner. As Carolina will have their leadoff runner aboard with nobody out here in the top of the ninth. Jose Cibrian will get his cuts, his fifth trip to the plate. He's 0 for 4. But some teams approach it more seriously in their attempt to break a slump, as that one missed somewhere for ball one. Other teams prefer a more humorous approach. I mean, if you remember the movie Major League, when Pedro Sedano was struggling to hit the curveball and just struggling to hit in general, he went through a whole routine of a sacrifice in order to wake up the bats. Not assuming that the Hillcats will go to that extent, but teams have different ways of breaking some sort of slump. Maybe it's what they wear or what they eat the day before a game or how they do things. Each team is different. We'll buy him upstairs 2-2. So the Hillcats will clearly need to figure out what's going to work for them in order to break out of this slump. And I'm sure once they figure that thing out and once they win a game, they're not going to change anything between that day and the next day. The 2-2 grounded over toward first. Felia steps on the bag, and now they have the runner caught in a rundown. They throw back, and it drills him in the back of the head. And that'll allow the runner to move on down to second. So Parra reaches second the hard way after Felia stepped on the bag at first himself on a 3 unassisted fielder's choice. The throw down to second would have had him had he gone there first, but then the runner wisely broke back toward the back, knowing that he was going to be a sitting duck at second. And when the throw came back, it drilled him in the back of the helmet and squirted away and allowed him to get up and go down to second. So it worked out for him in the end as Hedbert Perez cuts at that foul. Going back to our conversation, baseball players are the most superstitious of any athlete you will ever meet. It doesn't matter who you talk to, they can be the least superstitious on the team, and they are more superstitious than anybody else. Strike two on Perez. Just the way they approach the game, what they do beforehand, they all have their routine, they all have their day-by-day ritual, and they refuse to break it. It is consistency. And once something works for them, if they don't do it, they get thrown for a loop. Down and in, one and two. And I say some of that tongue-in-cheek. Not everyone is superstitious, but a lot of baseball players are. If it works once, they believe it'll work again. I myself, as a broadcaster, find myself falling into that same mindset at times. Now back to the screen, and Perez stays alive. I can almost guarantee you that if the Hillcats come back and win tonight, I will do exactly what I did today again tomorrow. Try and replicate that and help them piece some things together and put a winning streak together. The 1-2. Big cut on a breaking ball downstairs. Perez was fooled. And there's two away here in the ninth. And Jordan Smith will head on out and go to the bullpen as they are an out away from getting to the bottom of the ninth inning. But Magnus Ellerts will have to say goodnight as they hand it over to the bullpen one more time. We'll be back to meet the new pitcher after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
It'll be Tomas Reyes who comes in for Magnus Ellerts. As somebody spilled something over the railing up above us and it's dropping on the ground underneath. What a weird final two innings this has been. Tomas Reyes, he's pitched well. Actually, he's pitched exceptionally well. In six appearances, he's 1-0 and has yet to allow an earned run. He's only given up one hit as well. Eight innings, seven strikeouts, three walks, and one hit batter. He has been as dominant as anybody the Hillcats have seen in recent memory. So they will rely on Reyes to try and get out Luis Lara and send it to the bottom of the ninth. Reyes, a left-hander, one of the few left-handers in the Hillcats bullpen. He fires that one down low for ball one. Continuing with superstition, last year, the ball club, their superstition was the music they listened to during BP. Lined into center field, Lipscomb lays out, makes the grab, and the inning is over. Well, we'll pick up where we left off when we head to the bottom of the ninth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. One more half inning to go. Lynchburg trails 11-5 after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Carolina not trying to mess around as they go back to their bullpen one more time. Tanner Shears. In 12 games, he's 1-0 with a .55 ERA. He's given up one earned run in just over 16 innings, 28 strikeouts, 14 walks. Opponents are hitting under 200 against him. He will face the top of the order as the bottom of the ninth inning gets underway. Shane Smith, two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, one strikeout. Also hit a batter. Lipscomb. 1-for-3. He singled to open up the Hillcats half of the first inning. As he fouls that back up above the net. Strike one. We've been talking about superstition and how last year's ball club, their superstitious trait was what music they listened to during batting practice for a while. As that is in there for a called strike 0-2. They had been listening to a designated playlist designed by their hitting coach, which was filled with rap and hip-hop music and some rock songs outside 1-2. But then, when they started struggling, they asked for things to be switched over to bachata, which is a high-energy, more of a dance type of music from Latin America. As it's fouled back by Lipscomb, and he stays alive. And then they started winning. And it worked. And so they kept it. And they kept playing bachata during BP. The other part they were superstitious about was what song played near a rally. 2-2 as that comes in near his feet. A song that Hillcats had gone to, as far as the press box staff, really caught the ear of the Hillcats themselves. They ended up designing a whole dance for it in the dugout. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just pointing up into the air and with the beat. But it kept working. Every time we would play it, they would go on some sort of rally. The payoff pitch, Lipscomb lifts it out of play. It was Pump It Up by Endor. And you still hear it at the ballpark. You heard it before the ninth inning tonight. It's what the team has now viewed as their rally song. Inside ball four, at least last year's team. This year they've kept using it in key situations. Until we're told to stop, we won't. And the story goes, and Andre Vile, our MC, will be able to tell it in a bit more detail as Jose Devers climbs into the box. They had been playing it, and it had been working, and then all of a sudden they stopped for a couple games. as Devers fouls away the first pitch. And the team was not a fan of the fact that they stopped playing it. And so Daniel Robertson, who was the Hillcats bench coach last year, he's up in Akron this season with the Rubber Ducks, former Cleveland Indian, as that ran upstairs. 1-1. He asked Andre, he said, if it worked before, why aren't you playing it all the time? And we thought, well, that's got a good point. Outside, ball 2-1. And so that series, they played it every opportunity they could, to the chagrin of people like myself who got tired of hearing it in my headsets. As that's foul tipped into the glove, 2-2. However, the team kept winning, and they kept scoring every time that song played. Every inning that they played the song, at any point, they would score. It was like clockwork. And so that became their song for the season. 2-2, chased a pitch down in the zone for out number one. As Juan Benjamin will take his cuts. And so that's why you hear that song play before every bottom of the ninth inning that we've had at Bank of the James Stadium this season and last season. Because Daniel Robertson put the pressure on us and told us that if it worked once, to keep playing it. And the team loved it, and it rallied them, and it carried them into the championship series. Obviously more than just the song did that, but that's how superstitious baseball players are. They had to play Pump It Up by Endor every opportunity they could. As Benjamin with an awkward swing for strike two. This team still has yet to figure out what is going to be their slump buster. But I'm assuming we'll find out very quickly if Hillcats can't piece something together within the next day or so. They tried yoga this morning, as that was out wide. 1-2. They have been doing yoga on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but in order to try and get guys loose and try to get them hitting, they brought yoga in again today. 1-2 downstairs, 2-2. Their offense did click a little bit more. They've scored 5 runs, which is their most apart from one game in the last two series. Two-two to Benjamin. Foul tipped right into the glove as he floated a breaking ball in there. Route number two. So Mike Coyado, the last hope for the Hillcats tonight. He is 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the first inning. Lynchburg on the verge of dropping their third straight game. As Lipscomb takes his lead off of first. He takes second without a throw. As he's just going to try and pick up another stolen base every chance he gets. We'll see if he takes third here, with Carolina clearly not paying any attention to him. Slow chopper over toward third. Adams charges, gloves it, fires right on the money, and the ball game is over. Lynchburg falls again, 11-5. We'll be back with a quick recap after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
If fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats go quietly into the night, 11-5 victory for Carolina. In Game 3 of the Battle of the Cats, they have won all three to start the series, as they have at least clinched a split with Lynchburg. We'll recap it very quickly. Both teams scored in the first and the fourth. Lynchburg with a 4-3 lead heading into the fifth inning, and then Carolina just exploded. They put up 8 runs across the next 2 innings. Lynchburg would tack on one more in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and then pitching carried the rest of the way. We did have a drone delay, which brought some excitement to the later innings, but otherwise, Hillcats struggled to piece anything together. 11 runs, 15 hits, 1 error for Carolina, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Hillcats, and that is the story of tonight's ball game. Once again, your final score, 11-5 in favor of Carolina. We'll be back again with you tomorrow at 6:30 for Game 4 here at Bank of the James Stadium. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.